Time now to have a chat to Will Friedman, who's got a handy one going around today. Good morning to you, Will.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Ron. How are you?
Will.
Very well, thanks. Talk to us about this five-year-old, very promising stayer, Narwhal. Gee, you and Richard have got him firing on all cylinders, but it's a step up today.
Absolutely. There's obviously always a question mark when you step up in class, but he's shown us every indication that he should handle it, I think. And look, he's pretty short in the market for a horse that won a midweek at Canterbury, but he won it well, so maybe it's justified, I don't know.
Well, he just seems sort of an adaptable type. You put him on the speed, you can take a sit with him. He's heading in the right direction anyway.
Yeah, it took him a little while to learn how to settle in running. Obviously, they go at a much slower pace here than they do in Europe. So I think personally, that's part of the reason these imports start blossoming in their second preparation once they learn the style of racing here. So, he's starting to put it all together. But he looks like a horse on the up anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to line these improving midweek horses up with these, you know, the horses that have been grinding away over Saturday, but the market does like him today.
Yeah, but it's quite a big field for a staying race this time of year as well. So it looks like a competitive little race, but I couldn't be happier with the way he's going into it now. And, I guess we cross our fingers from here on in. The track out here is, it's pretty soft out here at Rose Hill this morning. It's probably, I don't know what they're going to rate it, but I'd say it's going to be on the softer side of things.
Yeah, seven.
They rate it as a seven now.
Yeah, so. Seven, yeah. So,
anyway, it's obviously a plus for a European horse, but I think it's a plus for quite a few horses in that race, so probably doesn't tell us too much.
Yeah. You're going to run Chilled Rose at Newcastle?
Yeah. I'd say she's probably almost a deserved favourite. I'd be surprised if she's not running well today. But she is at first up after only one trial, so after a fairly long layoff. But she's in good order. She's in as good as order as we've had her, so couldn't be happier with Chilled Rose.
Stable's building up nicely, isn't it? You know, it's hard to build up a new stable, but you're getting numbers and the strike rate's always has been pretty good for the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's been a learning curve for me anyway. I think Dad's been through it once before, but it's been a long time between drinks. But the stable's really coming along nicely. We're very lucky to have some very loyal and good owners, and we're just about placing horses where they can win most of the time. There's no point running a horse if it can't be competitive. Most of the time anyway. So, it's been I never thought I'd be training with my father if you asked me 3 or 4 years ago.
No.
I don't think any of you did either.
Actually, how did you sort of get the passion to train? Like you were being too young when Richard was training with Lee and Anthony, and like Richard's been in the media when you were sort of been going through that, do I want to train sort of factor. So where did you really get your education as far as having the passion to train?
Yeah, well, I guess I probably didn't grow up with horses as much as I grew up with horse racing to a degree. But then I sort of, as young people do, I faffed about going through university and I was working in the music industry for a while, and then I sort of got sick of that and went up and joined Harry and Arthur Mitchell up at Yarraman.
Well, they'd straighten you out.
Yeah, I think my old man said, oh, if you want to do this, we'll see how long you last. I think he expected me to last about 2 weeks. And I think Harry ended up calling him and going, I think we haven't got him yet, but we'll get him soon. Don't worry. And then we just sort of grounded out, and I've loved it. You know, I love the horses, which is the main part. It's all of the racing side of it and the game part of it's great, but I'm very lucky to be able to work with horses every morning, and that's sort of where the passion drove from. It's not from any sort of agenda, just I like being with the horses in the morning. So.
Oh, well, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and good luck today.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
Good on you, Will.